Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the zip code associated with the account you're calling about today?
74006.
74006. Thank you so much, ma'am. I do appreciate that. May I please have your first and last name?
It's Deborah Halpin.
Thank you, Ms. Halpin. Let's see here. I have located an account with that first and last name. Can I please have your shipping address?
2001 Stanford Drive, Bartlesville.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I do appreciate that. Let's see here. I do see that there was an order for the Keto Ascend. This is all natural. It does help reduce your appetite and boost your metabolism. How can I help you today?
I need to cancel that.
Okay, ma'am. I am sorry to hear that. I'd be more than happy to send you a free product and give you a 35% discount on any future product, on any future purchases.
No, that's okay.
Okay, even if I could do 50% off?
No, sorry.
All right, no problem. I'll be more than happy to cancel your account. Just hang tight with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. I do have that account canceled. Would you like that cancellation confirmation number, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Okay. It is going to be C as in Charlie, the number 1, the number 8, the number 1, the letter 6, the number 6, I'm sorry. I'm still working on my second cup of coffee, so.
I know that feeling.
Yes, so it's the number 6, the letter E as in echo, the number 1, the number 7, the letter D as in delta, the letter D as in delta, and the number 4.
Okay.
All right, your account is canceled.
Okay, I see that there's a charge on my credit card. Recently, mm-hmm. What was that?
That was end of trial charge for the product. It was supposed to be a 14-day trial because you do get a 30-day supply of products. And it was the charge for the product that you received on the 5th of March. I do see that you called in on the 11th and you were... your trial was extended until April the 2nd for you to call in and cancel if you did not like it to avoid those end of trial charges.
Okay. So why didn't she tell me that when I called in on the 11th to cancel it?
Well, it does look like it was explained. The terms and conditions were explained. And, the terms and conditions and charges were explained. You wanted to cancel. You're still on trial. You know, she informed you, it's saying that she informed you of the end of trial fee, and that you were told to call back around March 25th to April 1st, and then your trial was extended until April 2nd. So you did not call in and cancel before the 2nd. That is why you were charged.
Even though I called on the 11th to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. It is saying that you were, you accepted an extension on the trial to April 2nd. If you had not accepted that extension, it would have charged you on the 15th of March and not the 2nd of April.
That's why I called in to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. And what I'm saying is that somebody offered you an extension and it was accepted.
She didn't say anything about any extension or anything like that. I called in to cancel the subscription. And she told me it would be canceled effective the 25th.
All right.
And then I got charged on my card
Okay, well, I'm going to pull that call really quick because I would hate for there to be any error. So just hang tight with me, okay?
Sure.
Here.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe I misunderstood, or my understanding was it would be canceled effective the 25th.
Okay, no problem. Let's see.
So does this, now is there more coming or what?
No, ma'am, I have canceled the account for you. There will be no further charges and no further shipments from today moving forward.
So there was nothing shipped back when my account was charged?
No, ma'am. No, that was for the product that you received on the on the 5th of March.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay.
Okay, so I am working on getting that call pulled for you so I can see what actually happened. So just please hang tight with me, okay?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, goodness.
Allergies and yuck.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just getting over. Last week I had strep throat.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, strep is the worst.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's not fun at all.
No, and there's so much going around.
Oh, yeah, there is. And we, oh, my gosh, the pollen here is so terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think everything's blooming. And
mm-hmm. It's just the absolute worst.
Well, hopefully it'll be quickly over.
Oh, I know. It rained a couple of days ago, and you would think that with the rain, it would wash the pollen away. No. That just, it makes it worse. Because it just goes all into, like, just one, it's just so bad. I don't like it. It just pulls up. Let's see here.
So why wouldn't she just have canceled it when I called to cancel it?
I don't know. It's from what I'm seeing is just saying that you accepted the pause. Would there be another phone number that you might have called from, like a cell phone number or a landline or anything?
No, this is my only phone number. I can tell you I talked to Blessie, somebody named Blessie.
Let me see here. No, yeah, I see that. Let's see here.
I mean, it's possible, but, you know, I may have misunderstood her, but if I was going to be charged $90 for something that wasn't working for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why I called in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand. I'm kind of confused by it. I don't understand why when I called to cancel, she would just not have canceled it.
Like I said, the only thing
is
I can think is that
offer?
The only thing that I can think that would happen was that there was just a miscommunication, and she thought that you did want to extend the trial to actually try the product out. So she was like, okay, we'll extend it. But so, let's see here. Okay, and so I'm seeing Blessy. That is a different call center where we are a different call center than the one that you were talking about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email to our corporate office for someone to reach out to you to go over this mistake with, because they said that they did a specific thing, and because the call center is different, we can't pull the call. It's not on our records. Like, the notes are on our records, but the call is not. So I am emailing for them to reach out to you so that they can, go over this with you and, we can see what happened. Or you can go over what happened with them, because we do this. Someone else did. I'm sorry about the runaround, man. Let's see here.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, ma'am. I have sent that email to our corporate office, and they should be reaching out to you within the next 24 hours to get with you about what happened and to explain, so y'all can talk about what happened, because we can't pull the call, so I don't know exactly what happened. All I can do is go by the notes.
So they charged me this product would have supposedly ran out April 2nd, right?
Yes.
So is it something that I was in some kind of a subscription or something that I would have to, be getting like reorders? What is it?
Yes, it was a 14-day trial, and after the 14-day trial, if no one called and canceled, you were charged the end of trial fee. And which was the 94, let me see, hold on 1 second for me. Let's see, it was the 9290. And I do understand that you were saying that you called in to cancel. I completely get that. I completely understand. But from what I'm seeing is that there was an extension accepted until April 20th. And I do understand that you're saying you did not do that. I get that. But then again, I'm seeing in my notes, it's conflicting information, and I don't have anything to prove what you're saying is what happened or what the notes on my account are saying. So that is why I'm having somebody that from that specific company call you, and y'all can go over what happened if there was any misunderstanding or anything like that.
So it's a totally different company.
Yes, ma'am. We are a customer service call center. We do help this particular company out.
Gotcha.
But it, Yes, ma'am. It just happened with a different person and a different, it's just, we can't pull that call. I'm so sorry. So
That's
we
okay.
can't pull the call to negate whether it did or did not happen.
Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I am so, but somebody will be reaching out to you.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. But you've canceled it.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
And I did give you the cancellation confirmation
yeah.
number.
So if I didn't call to cancel it, what would happen?
You would have been charged again. It is a reoccurring subscription.
So it's a reoccurring subscription.
Well, it
but
was.
But I didn't get
it
any
is.
More product.
Yes, ma'am. That was because the charge, the $92.90, was for the product that you received back in March. And the
right.
trial was extended until April 2nd. So that's why you haven't received anything and anything extra. And that is why this is the first time you're being charged for it.
So what my question is, it's a reoccurring subscription
mm-hmm.
that I would have had to have another bottle by now. It's now
no, ma'am,
April 12th?
Yes, ma'am, but the account is on hold. The account was on hold for a month. So they would have charged you again on May the 2nd.
Without sending me anything?
No, ma'am, they would have charged you on May the 2nd, and then you would have been sent something. Like, you would have been charged before you received the product. Just like if you buy something on Amazon, you're charged.
Yeah.
You pay for it first, and then you get your product.
But this is only a 30-day subscription. This is only 30 days worth.
Yes, ma'am. So, but then there was a pause, a hold on the account for making
Why?
It a full 30 days. Because according to the notes, it's saying that you accepted a trial extension, making it a full 30 days. From March the 2nd till April the 2nd.
Right. So why didn't I get another bottle yet?
Because the account was on hold. So because the account was on hold, more or less. The trial was extended.
Till April 2nd.
Yes, ma'am. So that first charge that you would have been charged on the 15th of March, it was pushed back until the 2nd of April. So that is why you haven't been charged for or received another product yet.
So they put it on hold and then charged me. I'm just trying to get a clear picture so I know what I'm talking about when she calls.
Yes, ma'am. The trial was extended for a full 30 days. And then the charge was put off for a month. And after the end of the trial, which was April the 2nd, that is
mm-hmm.
when you, because there was a trial extension and you were supposed to call, according to the notes, you were supposed to call before the 2nd to have the account canceled and avoid that end of trial fee.
Okay, so would that place have the place that's going to call me back, would they have a recording of the times when I called and had my phone, put my phone number in for a callback and didn't receive one?
Yes,
would
ma'am.
Would
they
have
will,
all that as well?
They will, yes, ma'am. They will have all of that information.
Okay. Gotcha. All right,
yes,
sweetie. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for calling customer care. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.